This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the inside goings-on at the Kennedy White House. But first, an issue of concern to the current administration, outsourcing. A lot of people worry about American jobs going overseas and how voters may view that phenomenon in this election year. There is resentment towards countries like India and China where many of the jobs have gone. But some Indian Americans view the debate with particular irony. Nina Maria Potts has more from the heart of Northern Virginia's high-tech corridor.
To judge from Minerva, this bustling Indian restaurant and lunchtime hangout for Indian American high-tech workers, you wouldn't think the word outsourcing had affected this Virginia community. But it has, says Mr. Raghu, an Indian American tech worker enjoying a curry with colleagues. He didn't want to share his first name, but he did want to share his thoughts about the local effects of outsourcing.
We lost jobs because some of our jobs went to other countries. I mean, it could be some of the countries that we came from.
Sanjay Puri, an Indian-American businessman, understands the anger outsourcing provokes, even what he calls India bashing.
I understand where they're coming from because it is an emotional issue. The only thing I would say is that a lot of Indian-Americans are losing jobs, so just like every other American.
Puri heads up the leading Indian-American lobby group, the U.S. Indian Political Action Committee, and spends much of his time on Capitol Hill. His group represents tens of thousands of Indian Americans who moved to the U.S. in the early 90s to feed the seemingly limitless demand for high-tech skills. Now the boom has bust, and Indian Americans are realizing the previously unthinkable, that there are bright lights and good jobs out there, but they're back home. When Mukund Agashe, a software engineer, moved to America 15 years ago, he thought it would be a short stay to gain some experience. Instead, he has built an all-American life for himself. He has a green card, his own house, and his children were born here. Now he's contemplating a move across the world, back to an India that has changed dramatically. The move is both one of realism and opportunity.
The IT field is growing by leaps and bounds in India, whereas in the US it's not growing as much as it used to. That is one of the reasons. The second reason is, of course, family and culture, essentially. I miss India, my family, my culture, the country.
India may be a developing nation, but Agashe believes it's dynamic. And he says returning Indian Americans are being welcomed for their experience, not mocked for heading home.
It's not something, why this guy's coming back to India, it's not going to be looked at as a failure. Probably that was the case to a lot of people maybe about 5 years ago. People who couldn't get a job and go back to India, people would look at that and say maybe he couldn't get a job. But these days more people are going back, not because they cannot do here, but because they have better opportunities back home. Even, you know, having said this, I mean, a dollar buys a lot more in India than what it can buy in U.S. because the cost of living is very low still.
Sanjay Puri, who himself is committed to staying in the U.S., believes that the return of many high-tech workers to India could be a boon to the U.S. economy. He says all those returning Indian Americans will crave U.S. home comforts.
Because to bring in all these people from outside, etc., they're going to demand international products. They're going to need international products because they are used to that. Hopefully a lot of them will be American products.
But Puri also sees this as a positive development for the economic future of India.
What is being built in India is a strong, viable industry, an IT industry, an economic engine, international world-class quality control processes are being built, respect for intellectual property is being built, which is a win-win situation for the United States, for India, because we in the process are going to be able to export more goods to them, more services to them.
But for the time being, Mukund Agashe, just like these restaurant diners, sees trouble ahead for high-tech businesses struggling to compete with outsourcing companies doing more for less. For Day to Day, I'm Nina Maria Potts in Washington.